Sam Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. In Mississippi, five deputy sheriffs accused of abusing black men are out of a job. Some were fired, others resigned. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker say the deputies from the Rankin County Sheriff's Department burst into a home with no warrant, allegedly beat them, sexually assaulted them, and tased them repeatedly in a 90-minute encounter in January. Jenkins says one of them shoved a gun into his mouth and fired the weapon. The Justice Department has opened a civil rights probe into the department.
The men are seeking $400 million in the lawsuit. Things aren't cooling down in Texas yet. In fact, CBS's Omar Villafranca reports it is really uncomfortable.
On the Texas Gulf Coast and here in North Texas, the heat index is in the triple digits. There is not a cloud in the sky. People are flocking to pools and splash pads to try to beat the heat.
We're trying to do something to cool the kids down, but also get them out of the house.
Down the road in Dallas, where it feels like 109 degrees, the city has seen an increase in heat-related calls as the temperatures rise.
Severe storms are the story in the Northeast. The weather already causing hundreds of delays and cancellations at airports today. In Philadelphia,
I'm here waiting, gave up my rental car, have no hotel, hoping to fly home.
We sat on the tarmac for 4 hours and then got here. We were able to get a rental car, but we waited for like 3.5 hours.
Ford is slashing hundreds of jobs.
In an effort to reduce costs as it transitions from internal combustion vehicles to those powered by electricity, Ford says it's notifying several hundred engineers and other salaried employees that their jobs are being eliminated. No exact number given. The firings come after some 200 Ford contract employees were let go last week. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani was interviewed recently in the January 6 investigation. Correspondent Graham Cates with details.
Investigators for Special Counsel Jack Smith have interviewed Rudy Giuliani as part of their probe into efforts to interfere with the lawful transfer of power following the 2020 presidential election. A spokesperson for Giuliani told CBS News that the appearance was entirely voluntary and conducted in a professional manner.
Tragedy for NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson. Several family members were found dead in an Oklahoma home on Monday. Police believe Johnson's mother-in-law killed her husband and her grandson before she killed herself. NASCAR issuing a statement offering condolences to the family. The Legacy Motor Club announced that Johnson's withdrawing from this weekend's NASCAR Cup Series, which is in Chicago. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.